But yeah, go ahead if you would, and just take us through what a day looks like for you right now. I know these are very unique circumstances. You're still taking care of your coursework. Just walk us through what a day is like.
You know, I wake up, you know, try to get some breakfast and get my online work done. You know, try to get that knocked out early, and you know, try to find a gym, because it's kind of hard, you know, to find gyms located around here because the coronavirus is going around. So, or I just, you know, try to do some stuff, you know, in the house, you know, work out, do some push-ups, stuff like that, keep me, you know, in shape and things like that. But mainly just keep taking care of my body and finishing off the year right.
Go ahead and start with Marshall Hughes.
Hey, Jordan, can you just take us through, you know, leading up to that SEC tournament, going to Nashville, and what the days have been like since then of realizing that, you know, your playing career at Tennessee had wrapped up?
Yeah, you know, we were real, you know, really prepared, you know, going into the SEC tournament, which we started off, you know, going against Alabama. So we was, you know, focused on that game plan and whatnot. But, you know, once we got to the gym that, you know, that morning, you know, they told us about the tournament and what was going on and saying it was canceled. And, you know, a lot of emotions, you know, was in my head, you know, knowing that that can be, you know, my last time playing for UT. And it was. And, you know, Coach Barnes came in the locker room telling us what all was going on and telling us that, you know, it was real. You know, it was like the virus is real. And, you know, we got to, you know, take care of that and take care of ourselves. So that's what I went into it.
Grant Ramey?
Yeah, JB, what was Wednesday night like, I guess, at the team hotel when everything was happening with the NBA season and other conference tournaments and stuff and all that news was breaking? How were y'all, I guess, together watching stuff, or what was Wednesday night like?
That night, that was the night before Alabama, correct?
Right, when Rudy Gobert and all that stuff happened.
Yeah, so, you know, we were in the locker room, you know, watching game plan and film on Alabama. And, you know, you see all the things, you know, going around how, you know, NBA players are getting, you know, testing positive and things like that. So Coach Barnes, he actually said he was surprised that they didn't call the tournament off, you know, that night before we, you know, woke up the next morning. So, you know, we got, you know, got up that Thursday morning. They told us the news at the arena. So it was a lot going on at that time.
We'll go Lewis and then Rob Lewis.
Jordan, what has the past, you know, 2 weeks been like for you trying to, you know, balance everything that's going on and finding some sense of normalcy?
You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough. You still to this day, you know, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel real. You know, it seems like, you know, everything that's going on, you know, is, you know, real. And you know, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to normal, you know, during this season that, you know, is over. So just trying to, you know, take care of my body still and, you know, just, you know, I don't know, just get, you know, just get normal, just be feel normal, you know, during this time.
Rob Lewis?
Jordan, after 4 years with him, just, you know, how would you kind of describe your relationship with Coach Barnes and how has it changed since you were a freshman?
No, my friend, you know, yeah, since my freshman year, you know, it was kind of, you know, get used to how he coaches and, you know, how he pushes players. And now that I'm a senior, I know, you know, when he's yelling, when he's, you know, getting on to you, I know it's not personal. I know he's just trying to get the best out of me. And he's pushed me the most I've been pushed, you know, my life. And, you know, even, you know, on and off the court, you know, he's a good man off the court. You know, he's, you know, a Christian guy, you know, he knows what it takes, you know, to get closer with God. And he's just pushed me a lot, to be honest.
We'll go back to Marshall Hughes.
All right, Jordan, you kind of talked to Lewis about just finding that normal right now. How hard is it to find that normal when it's hard to even find like a basketball court to shoot hoops?
Yeah, it's hard, man. You know, you have a lot of time on your hands now, you know, than you did during the season. So you just got to, you know, find, you know, something that could keep you occupied. You know, I like to read the Bible sometimes when I, you know, don't have anything to do. But it's tough, though. It's real tough.
Yeah, Jordan, I mean, what's kind of the – stop smiling. What's kind of the next, like, little stretch here for you look like? I mean, obviously you're trying to find a gym, but without knowing what, I mean, NBA processes could look like, or, I mean, just potential pro prospects could look like, how do you – just get ready for that and stay like mentally ready for not knowing what's next?
Yeah, you know, first off, you know, I gotta you know, with the agency stuff, you know, I gotta you know, find out meetings and things that work for best for me and my family, and you know, go about that. And like I said, you know, you just gotta stay, you know, stay up on your game. You gotta find, you know, try to, you know, get some, you know, cardio in, some stuff you can do, you know, by yourself, you know, even though if there's not a gym. So that's just one thing I try to do. But the agency thing is, you know, that's one thing I got to, you know, choose from, you know, going on forward.
Lewis, do you still have a question?
Yeah, I do. I have one.
Go ahead.
How much as a team have you all been communicating during all of this, and what's kind of been the overall thought from you guys, but just everything that's happened?
We haven't, talked much, about, the situation right now. Everybody's back at home with their families right now, again, spending time with them. So we hadn't had much time to talk about what's all going on, but I know they're, at home, wishing we could play, continue the season out, but we haven't really talked much about it.
Right now we'll go to Grant Ramey.
Yeah, JV, what's if everything does kind of get back to normal, do you have a plan as to like who you're going to work out with this summer? And I know you mentioned agencies and stuff, but actually on the floor, who would you work out with, or is there a plan there?
I haven't got a, plan. I haven't, thought about that yet, but I'm sure in a couple, weeks or if things got normal, I'd figured it out.
Hey, Jordan, I was just wondering if you had talked to Admiral Grant, Jordan Bone, and guys like that about the whole post-college process regarding the draft and all of that.
I talked to him some. I talked to Bone and Kyle the other day about the agency and how all that stuff, works out. And, Bone and Kyle just told me to go with, whoever, you trust. It's tough, the process and all that is, all the NBA workouts and all that is, it's tough. But, they told me I was prepared for it and I should be ready for it.
Tatum?
Jordan, I know that a lot of the players were thinking the same along the same lines during the tournament, that safety needed to be the utmost priority, the NCAA making their call, the SEC making their call. How did y'all feel as a locker room? Did you feel like that was the right call to make?
I did. Coach Barnes said, it's bigger than basketball. And, that's one thing I took into it. But, it sucks because it's your senior year and you want to, go out fighting and swinging and to end it like that, it sucked. But I know that it's bigger than basketball and it's something that, the world, needs to sit down and realize.
Rob Lewis?
Jordan, I mean, it sounds like you have a plan. You mentioned agencies and moving on, but just on the off chance that seniors do get another year of eligibility, is there any chance that you would look at that, or are you ready to pursue the next chapter?
Man, I loved, stay here at UT, but it's just something, I would have to, talk about with my family and things like that. But, I love to come back.
Jordan, Vince's question was, how well do you know the incoming signing class through the hosting and recruiting process?
I know a little bit about some of them, Keon, Jaden, Corey, they're all, good guys. They're all, know how to play the game, right? Keon is real athletic, Jaden as well. And, those are the only three that I can, come off head about the next recruiting class, but they have a good class coming in.
Thanks. I've also got a question from Rick Russo at WVLT. He obviously knows that your family means so much to you. What did it mean to you to have your mom really push to get you an opportunity at Tennessee? And now that it's done, can you just talk about the satisfaction of making her proud?
Yeah, my mom is everything to me, man. Making her proud is, one thing I try to do, And, she, wherever I went, I feel like she'd always, support me no matter what. But coming here was real special for her. And just being here to be able to have her come to my games anytime I want. And I know, my granny would be proud of me as well. So, just coming here to Tennessee was all, all I wanted.
Marshall?
Jordan, obviously playing at Tennessee, we know that that was a goal of yours, being from Knoxville. But when you look at the next level, playing in the NBA, what would it mean for you to be able to join an NBA franchise?
Man, I wouldn't know how to, how to take it. It's a childhood dream to play in the NBA, and that's one thing I'm going to continue to work towards to get on a team. And, the sky's the limit for me. I know that, and I just got to continue to work, have faith.
Marshall, go ahead.
Just carrying off of that, how much does playing with guys that are already in there, like Grant and Admiral and Jordan and Kyle, with your career at Tennessee, playing with those guys, how much does that give you confidence that your game can transfer to the NBA level?
Yeah, just seeing the work they all put in. They put in, a lot of work and a lot of time in the gym, and, so have I. And, hard work pays off, and I know if I continue to work and continue to do what I'm doing and just, just continue to play, and I feel like I can have a big chance at playing at the next level.
Troy?
Jordan, being from Knoxville, how cool has it been for you to maybe be a part of this program and watch it change the way it has over the last 4 years?
It means everything, to be a part of this. Also being, last year being the number one team in the country, at a dream school of yours and playing and contributing with the, my teammates. And it's amazing feeling, man. And, I'm thankful for this opportunity I had this last 4 years.
Mike Wilson?
Yeah, Jordan, I don't know if there's one or five, but I mean, looking back in your career, what's kind of the memory or two that really stand out above the rest for you?
Just the relationships, man, I created, you know, here. And, you know, the locker room times has been amazing. Everybody in the locker room together. That's one thing I won't forget, you know, just hanging around with your teammates and just creating those, you know, relationships with each other.
What was your greatest dancing move that you pulled off that was shared on social media?
Probably the one in the locker room after we beat Florida last year. And they actually showed it on the senior day video. And that's probably my favorite one, though.
All right, Lewis.
That's a good choice. for you, how much have you changed over the past, you know, few years? What's been kind of the biggest difference you see in yourself from that first time you stepped on campus till now?
I would just say, you know, on a basketball standpoint, just taking, you know, coaching, you know, taking this coaching, you know, more serious, but just knowing what the bigger picture is, you know, with Coach Barnes, you know, when he's on you and not taking it personal and just, you know, see it as like a learning experience. And, you know, off the court, you know, just being a better man. Coach Barnes, you know, harped on that, just continue to being a better man. And with Chris Walker, you know, being our chaplain, you know, he's pushed me in my faith, you know, a whole lot. And I think I've changed a whole lot with that and, you know, just getting closer with God.
Marshall, go ahead.
You were asked just about the thought of maybe coming back with that eligibility relief that the NCAA has yet to announce, but say that you know, are headed to the next level. How do you feel about just the guys that are still here and where you're leaving the program?
I feel like, you know, the freshman, you know, now, you know, has grown up. They had to grow up real quick, you know, with Josiah, you know, he's freshman, you know, he's a big time player. And, you know, I feel like, you know, if I left, you know, they'd be ready, you know, to step up in those type of moments. And I know Coach Barnes is going to push those guys, you know, no matter what. And I feel like next year they'll have a great chance of, you know, making that tournament and having to push.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, everybody, for logging on and being patient as we work through this. I will make one announcement before we leave, and that's that our Tennessee's SEC Network Takeover Day starts tonight at midnight and runs through Friday. The Tennessee basketball win at Kentucky will air Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And associate head coach Mike Schwartz is going to live tweet that game from his account. So any way that you could help spread the word to UT fans about the takeover on Friday and then be live tweeting with Coach Schwartz Friday night at 7, that'd be appreciated. But really appreciate you guys. And Jordan, thanks again.